This is Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church. We like pomp, we like big things, we like parades, we like celebrations. As I look at the Bible today in 1 Kings chapter 8, Israel, the nation, is having a celebration. The Ark of the Covenant is being placed into the temple. King Solomon and others are gathered. But there's something going on, because in 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 10 and 11 it says, "And it came to pass, when the priests came out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord." Wow! Through all the ritual and sacrifice and pomp and circumstance, through all the golden symbols, the religious hierarchy and professionals, it is only when God's holy presence is availed to the people that all these things matter. You see, you can call the priest holy, you can say the place is sacred, and include the objects inside as relics of worship. However, just like this sanctuary where I'm seated in this morning, a roof, four walls, a couple of doors, some carpet and fresh paint, without God's presence, this is all just empty stuff. The temple, the furnishings, the ark itself, the holy of holies, and the priest, none of them matter without God's presence being among them. This is ritual versus relationship. Every other religion in the universe has to go to a temple to worship their God, with a lowercase g. Believers in the crucified, buried, and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ are God's temple, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and chapter 6, verse 19. The priests, in this case in 1 Kings chapter 8, they're considered holy, they're considered consecrated. They cannot even go in to minister, which literally means to serve or be in the service of God. This reminds me of an incident recorded in the Gospel of John, specifically in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they came to arrest Jesus. In chapter 18, verses 5 and 6, after Jesus asked the guards who they are looking for, the scripture says, "They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground." This is the second of three statements of I am by the Lord Jesus recorded in that passage. In a moment in time, the majestic glory of Jesus was unveiled. Through his mere statement, his deity was declared and manifested to the people. The glory of God is so completely overwhelming and powerful as it fills the temple that these priests cannot minister, they can't perform their duties. This is a powerful statement for us today. Without God's glorious presence in our lives, all our dedication, service, all of our altruistic giving and acts, giving to charity, means very little. Of course, humanistically speaking, they have value, but to the Lord, and without the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, we are empty vessels who might look pleasing and acceptable to the world, but cannot possibly be pleasing to God. Who do you want to please today? This has been Pastor Thomas Perchetti from Tyre Reformed Church. Thank you and blessings.